Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 21 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge in Maryland has just issued a nationwide indefinite preliminary injunction against President Trump's executive order aimed at ending birthright citizenship. ABC's Selena Wang is outside the courthouse in Maryland.
This ruling comes after a federal judge in Seattle last month had temporarily blocked the order, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. But this ruling would actually block this order for a longer period of time, so this is a big deal.
The judge, right, the denial of the precious right to citizenship will cause irreparable harm. President Trump's proposal that the United States take over the Gaza Strip and permanently resettle the 2 million Palestinians living there has been denounced and rejected by several countries, including Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. A recent ABC News investigation shows there's a history of close calls at Reagan National Airport, some involving planes and helicopters, very similar to the one last week that left 67 people dead. This is ABC News. 4 days before the Super Bowl takes over New Orleans, officials are saying it'll be the safest place in America.
Special emphasis is being placed on combating human trafficking.
Anything where there's a lot of people at one time is the perfect opportunity to raise awareness.
Brandy Bynum is with the Department of Homeland Security.
Traffickers play on those who are most vulnerable, so those whose basic needs aren't being met.
The challenge in New Orleans is spotting potential victims and perpetrators in a crowd of hundreds of thousands in town for the Super Bowl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
If you're one of those people who helped push the AI chatbot DeepSeek to the top of the app stores, you might want to think about what you put in it. Cybersecurity researcher Ivan Cirani.
We see direct links to servers and to companies in China and that are under control of the Chinese government. And this is something that we've never seen in the past.
They spotted those links by combing through code. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday, it's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 21 degrees at 12:05. Cloudy today with scattered light snow or flurries possible in the afternoon, which could mix with freezing drizzle late with a high of 30. Cloudy tonight with scattered light snow and freezing drizzle tapering off late, low 24. And for tomorrow, clouds mixing with sunshine by midday, blustery winds, but a bit warmer with a high of 35. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 12 degrees outside. And once again, our current temperature is 21 degrees.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Wednesday, February 5th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. At last night's Richland Center Common Council meeting, the council voted unanimously to direct the city attorney to work on a model ordinance for tobacco-free parks in the city of Richland Center. And we will have more about last night's Common Council meeting on a future newscast. A six-count indictment was unsealed yesterday, charging a Viroqua man for allegedly selling firearms and related parts without a license to buyers in Saudi Arabia, shipping the prohibited items, and then lying to federal inspectors about it. According to allegations in the indictment, Mark John Bushman, 60, conducted an illegal export conspiracy for more than 5 years, lasting from about February 2019 to about December of 2024. Bushman obtained firearms and firearm parts in the U.S. and advertised the items for sale on eBay and other online marketplace-style websites. When buyers in Saudi Arabia expressed interest in the items for sale, he agreed to sell and ship the items out of the country to them. Throughout the course of the conspiracy, Saudi Arabian-based buyers paid the defendant approximately $398,000. Court documents indicate that the serial numbers from some of the firearms and firearms parts were removed before he shipped the items. The defendant then prepared the items further before shipping them by concealing the firearms and firearm parts inside of common household appliances and tools. Using a fake address, the defendant shipped the items through the U.S. Postal Service to freight forwarders without declaring that the shipments contained firearms and firearm parts. Yesterday morning at approximately 8:45, Bushman was taken into custody by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and federal agencies on Upper Newton Road in rural Viroqua in the town of Harmony. Bushman is charged by indictment with conspiracy to smuggle goods from the United States, attempted smuggling of goods from the United States, transporting and shipping firearms with removed, obliterated, or altered serial numbers, mailing firearms as non-mailable prohibited items, unlawful dealing in firearms without a license, and making false statements to law enforcement. If convicted on all counts, Bushman faces a penalty of 42 years in prison and fines of up to $1.5 million. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office has been assisting with this investigation since early October 2024. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature announced a measure to require sheriff's departments to verify immigration status of people jailed on serious felony offenses. New Berlin State Senator Julian Bradley says sheriffs would seek reimbursement from the feds for costs incurred in complying. He noted recent media reports that our sheriffs that are not interested in complying with federal law. Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Waukesha, and Washera counties currently participate in a federal program to assist ICE in immigration enforcement actions. Dane and Milwaukee counties do not. Counties which fail to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state shared revenue. Representative Tyler August of Walworth said the bill is restricted to illegal immigrants that have committed criminal serious acts that have been arrested and detained by sheriffs and local police. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already indicated that he'll veto such a legislation. The DNR needs workers for state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. Seasonal work typically starts in the spring to early summer and extends through late summer to fall, with flexibility depending upon the candidate's availability and the property's needs. Some of the open positions available include park rangers, campground attendants, natural resources educators, and groundskeepers. The agency says seasonal positions are a great way to spend summer outdoors and also provide an opportunity to gain experience for a career in natural resources. More information is available on the DNR's website. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says a proposed tariff from Trump administration could cripple Wisconsin farms.
The Wisconsin Democrat says any country hit with American tariffs isn't going to roll over.
Tariffs will likely be met with retaliatory tariffs. We know that we'll lose export markets. We know that we will have a lot of pain to endure.
Baldwin says any cost increase that manufacturers and businesses see in those tariffs will simply be passed on to consumers. On Monday, the Trump administration paused 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico for 1 month. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democratic lawmakers joined child care providers, parents, and children at the Capitol on Tuesday to advocate for increased state funding. Madison Representative Renika Mayadev said that they would have two-generation impacts, allowing parents to enter the workforce while kids are developing the skills not only for school but for the workforce. Democrat Sarah Kiske of Lodi represents the large rural 14th state Senate district. She said approximately 70% of rural families are in child care deserts, places where there are not enough child care providers available to meet the needs of families. The group delivered postcards to the offices of Republican legislators, at least some of whom would need to come along if increased funding is to get done. A 22-year-old Sparta man who was involved in a fatal crash during a police chase appeared in court yesterday. Jeremiah Johnson is being held on a $100,000 bond after the February 1st chase and crash. According to prosecutors, Johnson fled law enforcement at speeds of over 100 miles per hour on the interstate in Columbia County. Johnson lost control and rolled his vehicle, which killed one of his passengers. 24-year-old Jaden Fargan of Bangor and seriously hurt two others. Johnson was also hurt in the crash. The Madison Police Department provided an update on Monday on Eric Boll, last seen riding his e-bike on Madison's east side. Police provided no details in the update on where Boll's remains were found, but said nothing suspicious was found at the location. But WMTV in Madison reports that Boll's body was less than 3 miles from where he left from. It is believed that he took his own life. Authorities were concerned at the time of his disappearance that Boll would harm himself. Ithaca FFA member Ethan Berkram has been named the recipient of Wisconsin's FFA SAE grant. Ethan applied for the grant through his livestock SAE of beef cattle. Ethan is the treasurer of the Ithaca FFA chapter. The Wisconsin FFA Foundation provides funding to Wisconsin FFA members for supervised agricultural experiences to help start or expand SAE projects. A limited number of grants of up to $1,000 each are available to current FFA members each year. Senator Howard Markline celebrated the announcement of the second round of Ag Road Improvement Program funding awards today. The townships of B-Town, Harrison, and Jamestown in Grant County, in addition to Greene County and Lafayette County, were announced as awardees by the Department of Transportation. The town of Harrison was awarded $3,789,736 for Stanton Road. The town of Jamestown was awarded $1,372,943 for the Lewisburg Road, and the town of B-Town was awarded $1,296,294 for Dodge Road. Greene County was awarded $2,806,400 to fix County Road FF, and Lafayette County was awarded $1,999,560 for County Road D. The ARIP program is the result of a 2023 Wisconsin Act 13. Act 13 was co-authored by Senator Markline and Representative Travis Tranel and funded through the 2023-25 Wisconsin state budget. The ARIP program invests $150 million in upgrading local rural roads that link farmers to county and state highways. There were $50 million in awards available during the first round of the funding, which was announced in July of 2024. A second round of application awards, $100 million, and was announced on February 5th of 2025. WRCO News Time is 12:18. WRCO News will return with information on law enforcement scams.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Need auto collision repairs? Look no further than Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. Our skilled team delivers top-notch service with a focus on detail and care. We offer free loaners to keep you on the go while your car is being fixed. Renowned for our excellent reputation, we take pride in getting your vehicle back to its best. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists and see why we're the trusted name in auto body repair. Reach us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Please Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
And currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 21 degrees at 1220. There are many different types of scams consumers get targeted with daily. One of the more common scams that the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received increased reports about is law enforcement scams. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
Scammers who are impersonating law enforcement agencies and officials, and they're doing that through phone, through text message, through email. The scams are attempting to take different forms and targeting different people from all sorts of locations across the state. It's not one target area, but there are similarities. And what that is that the scam usually begins as a phone call that appears to come from a local law enforcement agency like the local police department or sheriff's office, and they're using caller ID manipulation. They are spoofing that phone number so it looks like it is coming from that local police department and sheriff's office. And once that scammer has the consumer on the line, they're making threats. And those do vary. They can say that you failed to appear for jury duty, that there's a warrant out for your arrest, that you owe them unpaid fines, and some even say that they're conducting an investigation on fraudulent PPP loans from the COVID times. So lots of different threats that can apply both to consumers at their residence, and professionals are being contacted at their places of work with these scams.
If you do receive a phone call from a presumed law enforcement official and are asked for money, never give in to pressure to pay them. They are not who they say they are.
They're never going to demand cash, gift cards, cryptocurrency, or any form of immediate payment. You may have a fine or a fee that needs to be paid, but they aren't going to demand that happen during that phone call. And then remember, don't trust that caller ID. They are using that caller ID to lend legitimacy to their scam. And of course, scammers threaten you because they want you to comply without questioning their identity or motives. But before you comply, please pause. Ask yourself questions. Consider talking to someone you trust about the situation, especially when the individual says you need to keep it a secret. That needs to be a red flag.
Michelle Reinen urges to beware, even if the caller says that they are a law enforcement official.
It's most concerning when it's happening with law enforcement or government officials, because people are more responsive to that than even a business. And so we need to be sure that we're recognizing those signs and doing what we can to control those situations by either not picking up or hanging up right away.
If you have been contacted by or been scammed by a law enforcement impersonator, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 800-422-7128 or by email at DATCAP Hotline, that's DATCP Hotline, at wi.gov. A new television attack ad in Wisconsin's hotly contested Supreme Court race features a doctored image of the liberal candidate, a move that her campaign claims could be a violation of a recently enacted state law. The image in question is of Susan Crawford. It appears in a new TV ad on Tuesday, paid for by the campaign of her conservative opponent, Brad Schimmel. In the original image, Crawford is smiling, but in Schimmel's ad, her lips are together. The new state law requires ads that have used artificial intelligence to include a disclaimer. Schimmel's campaign says the image was edited, but not created by AI. Leaders of dozens of Head Start preschools said they might need to close temporarily because they remain locked out of their federal funding, a problem that first surfaced last week during President Donald Trump's aborted effort to freeze federal grants. Center directors around the country last week were locked out of the online payment management system where they submit invoice and draw down grant funds for Head Start, which serves some of the nation's neediest kids and families. The website went back online for many operators, but a week later, some administrators say they continued to experience intermittent outages of the website that led to significant delays in payments. Your face can be your ticket into American Family Field this coming baseball season.
The Milwaukee Brewers will conduct a test run of new facial recognition technology at two of the stadium's gates. Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger says scanning cameras will be at the home plate and third base entrances. The team hopes the innovation will shorten waits for fans entering the stadium. Fans who choose to use facial recognition will need to load a selfie into the MLB Ballpark app on their phones. Those who choose not to will still be able to scan tickets downloaded onto their phones. Last season, seven MLB teams used facial recognition technology at their parks. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Shanties are going up on the ice and anglers are getting ready. Sturgeon spearing season gets underway in northeast Wisconsin on Saturday. Last year's season was not good due to the warm weather and bad ice conditions. This year's season looks a little bit better as a couple of cold snaps helped to make ice. However, last week's warm-up caused some cracking and sinkholes. Officials advise checking with local fishing clubs for ice conditions. Watch out for Christmas trees and other markers that indicate dangerous areas or open water. While some places have 16 to 18 inches of snow, of ice, I should say, sufficient for vehicles to travel on, officials say no ice is 100% safe. Ahead of the Wisconsin spring primary election on February 18th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes include a driver's license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID, a federally compliant Real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. Begin online to see to a list of required documents that are needed to present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls. WisconsinDMV.gov/ID cards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge. To obtain a receipt valid to take the polls for voting of the ID card is not available in time. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting artwork entries from high school students for the 2026 12-month Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass. The annual DNR-sponsored design contest is open to all high school age students in Wisconsin who attend public, private, and parochial schools or are homeschooled. Artwork entries should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in Wisconsin. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state parks, forest and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. All motor vehicles entering the state parks and recreation areas must have a vehicle admission pass. Some state forests and trail parking areas also require a pass. Materials for the 2026 sticker design contest are now available, and students can submit entries through April 30th. Rules, submission guidelines, tips for a winning design, and pass sticker design winners are available on the DNR's State Park Pass Design Contest webpage. And today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Lacey Banker on ticket number 412. WRCO News Time is 1229. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Attention all paper crafting lovers. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in Richland Center. I know it's early, but we've started our spring cleaning. For the rest of February, you can save 30% off all stickers and paper die cuts in our scrapbooking area. And yes, this does include the custom school products. The Creative Outlet is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and we can't wait to see you soon.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held today from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife, Mary Lou, three children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center, brother Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sisters-in-law Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana, and Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Neshwauk, Minnesota, brother-in-law Larry Olson of Stoughton, other relatives and friends. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Teach is survived by two children, Jimmy and Sativa Self of Ithaca, and Jackie Noyes of Madison. 11 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, significant other Stephen A.J. Foyt of Gotham, sister Patricia and Kevin McEvick of Yuba, stepsisters Patty Castor of Mongolia, Texas, Karen Ketcher of Oregon, and Terry Bone Brenham of Watertown, and many other relatives and friends. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A Celebration of Life will be held this Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Tom Berger is survived by his wife, Brenda, a son, Nathan McBain and Amy Reinhart of Richland Center, 7 grandchildren, sisters and brother-in-law, Arnold and Teresa Williams of Richland Center, and Kim Nelson of DeForest, and other relatives and friends. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Chex National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Marvine Subara is survived by 3 daughters, Jean Bield, Avis and Marty Brown, and Sheila and Tim Stark. 3 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a brother, Thomas B., and a stepbrother, Wayne Wanless. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 to 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud is survived by 2 children, Tristan and Laura Johnsrud of West Salem, and Sarah and Chris Diaz of Eau Claire. 4 grandchildren, siblings Margaret and Tom Davidson, Linda and Jimmy Garza, Donald B. Johnsrud, Sue and Arnie Clemma, Alan and Tracy Johnsrud, and Paul and Tammy Johnsrud. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the 4th time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're watching some moisture off to the southwest of us in Nebraska and Iowa start to move northeast. There's been some fog and freezing mist associated with that. And we could see a mixed bag of light snow showers and freezing drizzle later this afternoon and tonight, making things a little slippery. So please be alert traveling. Watch out for variable conditions. Any snow accumulation would be pretty minor, like a half inch or less here. The snow could get a little bit heavier north of us, with an inch or two in parts of central and northern Wisconsin. Northwest Wisconsin actually has a winter weather advisory in place tonight. Now, we do expect a break tomorrow, but it's going to be kind of windy on the backside of the system. West winds could gust over 30 miles per hour. Cooler air will filter back in Friday and Saturday, and it does look like a fairly impressive swath of snow will break out across the Dakotas and Minnesota Friday evening, spread east across Wisconsin by Saturday morning, and it could be an all-day snow for our region with several inches expected. Right now, the heaviest is forecast to track from near Minneapolis over toward Green Bay and Oshkosh. We are looking at the possibility in that strip of getting at least 5 or 6 inches. We do expect some cold air to come in behind that and stick around for a good part of next week. So the rest of today, mainly cloudy. Chance of scattered flurries or snow showers with a little freezing drizzle mixed in late. High temperature near 30. East to southeast wind up to 10. Scattered light snow or freezing drizzle tapering off late tonight. Low 24. Partly sunny and windy tomorrow. High in the mid-30s. West wind 15 to 25, gusting over 30 miles per hour. For Friday, partly cloudy and quiet, high 28. Saturday, snow likely from late morning up through the late evening. Right now, 2 to 4 inches looking possible, the greatest amounts in the northern part of the region. Saturday's high 27. Partly cloudy Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 20s, just a bit cool. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 21 degrees after a morning low of 7. Yesterday's high was 24 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1946 is 54 degrees and we had a record low of 25 below that was set back in 1979. Last year's high was 52 with a low of 22. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:19 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:12. Winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 13 degrees outside. Our barometric reading is 30.15, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 21 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
U.S. cotton producers are feeling the same pinch as other commodity growers in the country. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. As cotton industry professionals gathered last month in New Orleans for their big national conferences, there was a fair amount of talk about the slump that cotton producers are seeing. Gary Adams is president and CEO of the National Cotton Council.
It's tough from an economic standpoint for producers. We have seen costs that have increased substantially over the last several years. In fact, as we look at comparing, say, this year relative to 2018, we're probably up on average about $200 per acre on cotton cost of production. At the same time, competition has increased. Brazil and Australia have larger crops now. We're continuing to see more and more polyester product come out of China. So the global fiber markets are a challenging environment.
Adams goes on.
Some of the things we're looking at are ways to better incentivize demand for U.S. cotton. Are there options where we can look at ways to leverage the sustainability and traceability of U.S. cotton and hopefully add value to those brands and retailers and have them request more U.S. cotton through their supply chains?
Adams also expresses optimism, though, with respect to farm policy activities in Washington. That's based on meetings he and his staff have had with the staff from both the House and Senate Ag Committees since the new administration began. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Many farmers are thinking about dry soil conditions. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The prospect of drought does not seem to be influencing agronomic decisions as farmers prepare for the 2025 growing season. Stein Seed President Myron Stein says some growers are concerned about dry soils heading into spring.
Ironically, I don't see them making huge changes based on just that at this point. I think right now people are looking at the different commodity numbers on corn and soybeans and trying to decide, you know, do I go all corn maybe, or, you know, what do I do there?
He tells Brownfield there were pockets of drought last summer which helped differentiate products.
And probably learn more than anything on what things endured that drought better and what things did not.
Brownfield interviewed Stein during the Iowa Ag Expo in Des Moines Tuesday. Could the continued high prices for beef impact demand? Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the 2025 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in San Antonio.
The senior protein analyst for Terrain says retail prices for beef still haven't been high enough to curb demand. Don Close tells Brownfield.
If we break down the beef complex and look at the demand for prime product, the demand for the upper two-thirds choice, the demand for ground beef, it is still robust.
But how long can this last? Close says he isn't sure, but he has been watching the relationship between the consumer price index and the retail price of beef.
If I start to see beef run up above the CPI, I think it's going to be a real warning flag. That we've ridden this horse as far as she's going to go.
He says at some point those beef prices will get high enough to slow demand.
But as of this juncture, we are not there yet.
From San Antonio, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Some National Guard troops could soon have healthier food options. Brownfield's Jared White has that story.
Aaron Meyer, executive director of Basil's Harvest, a Chicago-based nonprofit, says the National Guard is encouraging a more holistic approach to soldier health.
Physical health, mental health, spiritual health, and nutritional health. And so they have an initiative called Go for Green, which is encouraging food service to order more whole or minimally processed foods that's more nutrient dense.
She tells Brownfield their group is working with Illinois and Minnesota-based units to form a regional supply chain with producers.
We propose that we start talking with regional growers, processors, aggregators, food hubs to say, what does this look like? What are you growing? How can we get this food into the National Guard?
Meyer says the organization is currently surveying growers in the two states with plans for a pilot program to be providing locally grown foods to soldiers in 2026. From the Organic Grains Conference in Champaign, Illinois, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag News from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. Wilkinson auctions.com.
Wednesday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are still mostly quiet and cash hogs are steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cattle business is starting to develop on a limited scale. Light trades reported at 328 on the dress basis in Nebraska, down a dollar from last week's weighted average. More business is expected as the day goes on. Asking prices are 208 live and 329 plus dressed, with the bids at 204 live in Texas and 208 live in Nebraska. Ready numbers continue to be tight, and this week's show list was mixed. Box beef at midday was sharply lower with light movement. Choice was down 459 at 326.14, and select beef was 221 lower at 315.20. At the North Platte Stockyards Livestock Auction in Nebraska, compared to the previous test 2 weeks ago, steers weighing less than 450 pounds were up sharply. 450 to 700 pound steers were 6 to 8 higher, and steers weighing more than 750 pounds were steady to 5 higher. All heifer weights were up 8 to 13. The USDA says demand was good, with most calves long-time weaned and vaccinated. Receipts were up from the last test, but below a year ago. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds are reported at 374 to 420. 5 to 6 weight steers brought 354 to 385. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds range from 311 to 336. 6 to 7 weight heifers sold at 292 to 317. Cash hogs are steady to higher with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Those major direct markets do have a higher undertone when compared to Tuesday's close, with some buyers still in need of near-term supplies, but they seem reluctant to push bids higher because of inconsistent domestic demand. Export demand has been solid, but that could be impacted by tariffs. The average Iowa Southern Minnesota hog weight was down fractionally on both the week and the year. The major direct markets had no reported trend. National direct barrows and gilts had no recent comparison, with the base price range of 81.50 to 87 for a weighted average of 86.45. And the Western Corn Belt also had no recent comparison, with an average of 86.45 there as well. Butcher hogs in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garneville, Iowa are steady at 60. Red Oak, Iowa is steady at 52. Pork at midday was down 27 cents at 94.29. Loins, butts, and ribs were lower. Picnics, hams, and bellies were higher. You can get a full look at news, markets, weather, and more on our website at brownfieldagnews.com. We're also on Facebook and YouTube. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking and technical selling. Crop estimates for Argentina remain high despite weather issues, and Brazil seems to still be on track for a big crop. Beans are waiting to see what happens in the trade battle with China. March beans are down 19 at 10.56, May 17 and a quarter lower at 10.70 and three quarters. March bean meal's down 5.30 at 308.70, and March soybean oil 75 points lower at 45.02. Corn's lower on profit-taking and technical selling. It's monitoring weather in Argentina and second-crop corn planting in Brazil, which has been delayed by the slow soybean harvest. Mexico did buy 330,000 tons of U.S. corn for delivery next marketing year. March is down 3.75 at 490 and three quarters, and May corn's 2.5 lower at 502 and a quarter. And reversing their earlier gains on wheat, seeing some profit-taking. Higher prices in Russia and the lower dollar could boost U.S. export prospects. We've been saying that for a while. There is more precipitation in the near-term forecast for some winter wheat growing areas. March Chicago's down 70 and a quarter at 569 and three quarters. March Kansas City's down 4 at 590 and three quarters. March Minneapolis is 2.25 lower at 619 and a half. Cattle are sharply higher despite some light lower direct business and a midday drop in box beef. Most of the trades at 328 dressed in Nebraska, a dollar lower than a week ago. April live's up 275 at 201.40. June's 277 higher at 196. March feeders are up $3 at 271.25. And on technical buying and spillover from cattle, April hogs are up $1.65 at 91.40. May lean's 160 higher at 95.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
A safe wing eating experience. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Wings are the most popular food served at Super Bowl parties around the country. Jesus Garcia with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service says it's important to make sure the wings you're serving are safe.
We recommend that you wash your hands before and after you touch raw poultry. And if you plan to wash your chicken before you actually cook it, make sure to clean and sanitize any surfaces where there could have been some splash from that faucet water dripping on that chicken. You want to get all that area washed with soap and water, and then clean and sanitize those areas as well. We recommend that you never marinate your poultry. A lot of people like to marinate their chicken. You don't marinate your poultry on the kitchen counter for longer than 2 hours. It's best to do it in your refrigerator and place that marinated chicken on the bottom shelf to prevent cross-contamination. Cook your refrigerated poultry and in the marinade within 2 days. And when you're cooking, make sure that your chicken wings, all of the batch, reach 165 degrees. You can use a food thermometer, which is the best way to find out if your food is ready.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu with Tipsack Auction Realty. With sale results and upcoming events, we had a sunny day sale with a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton, and large rounds topped at